children, that's enough of the national anthem for today. Phallic symbol. Thank you. Today, we are going to be talking about robots.
Not again.
Robots are everywhere in the world around us, living obliviously as ponies like you or me. You see, a robot doesn't actually know it's a robot. It's programmed to act and respond the same way we do. If it ever learned the truth about itself, it would probably go into a violent existential rampage through the town. That's why, if you ever discover one of your friends is a robot, you must report them immediately so that they can be destroyed. I know I taught you to laugh in the face of death, but robots are actually a serious problem. Why, any one of you could have the gears and wires of a robot, whirring away beneath your synthetic pony flesh. Now, can any pony tell me the difference between a robot and a cyborg?
Oh, robots don't have souls.
That's right. You. An injured robot might bleat as though it is in pain, but only as part of its programming. In truth, robots can't feel things like pain, sadness, or love. Now, let's say, for example, your husband slowly grows colder and more distant as time passes. He doesn't make good conversation, or say he loves you anymore, or support your decision to go back to school and become a teacher.
No.
It's not
That's
your
very
fault.
Important
chances are
now.
You married a robot. Girl with the bow! Are you eating paper again? If you can't afford a sack lunch, then at least try to suffer with dignity. Numbers? Those are strictly forbidden in Ponyville.
Maybe she's a robot.
My house later, make sure you knock on the door 7 times, or we'll assume it's the police.
Can you believe that some kids don't even have their cutie marks yet? We all learned our talents last week in that explosion. Your talent is wiggling, my talent is exposition. Both of our talents have to do with plot. I guess that's why we're the main characters. Don't worry, Blank Flanks. You're still totally invited to my Mark Mitzvah this weekend.
It's going to be amazing.
We're going to have so many snacks there that the Grand Galloping Gala is going to look like the Donner Party.
It's going to be like Snack City.
The entire school is going to be attending, so if you two don't show up, then the other 7 of us are going to mock you endlessly.
We're like sharks right now.
As long as my mom doesn't get drunk and start singing Smash Mouth again, this is going to be my best Mark Mitzvah yet.
Like that'll happen.
See you at the party. Okay,
one, two, three.
Stupid heads! Nailed it.
I ain't switching religions just so you can have a Mark Mitzvah like the popular kids.
Well, I suppose it won't matter if I never even get my cutie mark.
Don't you worry. In no time at all, you'll get your apple mark, and then you can start working the apple farm until the day you die, just like every pony in our family has since the dawn of time.
But my special talent might not even have to do with apples.
Don't be silly. We didn't name you Apple Bloom so you could grow up to be the president.
Be the president? Be the president! Be the president!
Now, see here, Apple Bloom. We're gonna nip this president thing in the bud.
This hypnotic apples made me forget all about my aspirations.
The key to being a good apple salesman is to always stay focused.
Hey, Applejack, look how fast I can spin.
I know you're taking spin classes, but the spinning cutie mark was already taken by our local Beyblade champion. Now go and sell some apples.
Buy some apples! Buy some apples! Buy some apples! Buy some apples!
I'm American.
Buy some apples!
You have to yell louder!
Give me your money!
I didn't put those in my bag!
That's a good start.
I think I just earned myself a victory twirl!
She's getting away! You have to get
around and around and around I go! Too fast?
I'm sorry, little sis, but aprons are for winners.
What? But you just sold that to me for like $10!
Leave. Now.
Oh, were you followed? I don't think so.
Well, since the whole reason we're friends is that we don't have cutie marks, I was thinking we could hang out.
It might make me feel better about myself.
Buy some apples!
I always liked sparring with giant candy swords, but it took me a while to realize it was my super special talent.
Hooray. But this doesn't change our friendship so much that you need to replace me with two other ponies. I'll see you at the party, right?
What an interesting plot twist.
Anyway, you better come to the party because we're going to be bobbing for apple blooms and playing pin the tail on the apple bloom and have an apple bloom pinata. So the whole thing is riding on you. And stop making that face. Only Diamond Tiara can make that look good.
Whoa! Applejack, how did you get so little?
Rainbow Dash, I need your help.
Hold on, let me get closer.
Donna TR says that I need a cutie mark to be plot relevant, but everyone keeps telling me my cutie mark's gonna be apple related, but I don't even wanna work with apples when I grow up because I wanna be president!
Apple Bloom? Where did you come from? Where's Applejack?
Wow, you really are blind, but at least you have a cutie mark.
Cutie mark? I can get you a rainbow mark in a dash!
But Applejack says that,
hey, who are you gonna listen to? Someone who does this all day? Or your sister? The answer is me! I always liked rainbows and all, but I was dashing nowhere in a dash. It wasn't until my very first dash that I rainbowed a rainbow need to dash. And rainbow! Dash, rainbow, dash, rain, dash, rainbow, rain, dash, dash. Follow me! And then he held up this picture of a bunch of dots, and he said, what number is this? And I said, there's no number. Those are just dots. What an idiot. All your life, people are going to be working against you. Your eye doctor might tell you that you need big, stupid glasses, or that you'll never join the Wonder Balls because of your astigmatism, but you never listen.
Never listen.
Now let's get that cutie mark. Well, we tried rainbows and dashing, so I'm basically out of ideas.
This huge box is a way better friend than Apple Bloom.
I know. It'll be even better when we add the smiley face.
Mr. Boxster is amazing.
I would go as far as to say that he's my best friend.
You mean your second best friend, right? Right?
Applejack, how did you get so little?
I'm ruined! Ruined! I've been replaced by a box with a face!
You could be my assistant chef.
Career woman?
Where did everyone go?
See you, Rainbow Dash. I'm off to make something of myself.
Okay, should I balance your checkbook or take inventory? I'm ready to get corporate.
Get out of my way, Oven.
You see, Apple Bloom, I've always been accused of witchcraft, but as an Earth Pony, I knew nothing about magic.
Gypsy? I'm not a gypsy. I'm a pastry chef. Those aren't even similar. Or are they?
Twilight had given me an idea. I consulted the local witch doctor, and she told me that with the perfect brew, I could go back in time and save my parents from their untimely deaths. Now let's open this portal.
Pinky, if you're going to start singing, can you put the lyrics at the bottom of the screen?
I'll cook up a solution with the knowledge I've accrued. They say a kitchen time saves 9, but I'm just saving 2. I've gathered the ingredients to make some time sorbet. There's hardly room.
Japanese. I speak Japanese.
Wait a minute! You could use your legal magic to give me a cutie mark!
But my time is so valuable. I don't know if
I'll tell everyone about your Discord fanfic!
No one must know.
Okay, I'll take what I can get.
Oh, who was that pretty lady?
Try again!
Pretty lady.
Oh, who am I kidding? I can't go to that party. They're just gonna pour pig's blood on me and deflate the bounce house while I'm inside.
Celestia says I can't go in bounce houses anymore.
The good thing is the party's miles away, and unless Diamond Tiara and Silver Spoon use the megaphones again, there's no way they can make fun of me.
Buy some apples.
low-quality ingredients for her brew. Like, instead of butter, she used margarine. Instead of dragon scales, she used spike scales.
Don't forget your memory cone. You'll need that for protection.
I won't want any of my memories from tonight.
Parties are for grown-ups, too.
Hey! Keiki is my best friend. I get to decide when she dies. How clever! You can just drop the food right on your body.
Nice dress. It really shows off your massive blank thighs. But seriously, you look great.
Oh, thanks. It's part of Rarity's post-war craft for health collection.
Just remember that I'm the prettiest girl here. So, you have to be second prettiest.
You mean the third prettiest, right?
I'm glad you guys aren't picking on me. Maybe we're in an alternate timeline.
Stop speaking in gypsy riddles, and just remember that when I say the A word, the blood will drop.
The A stands for apple.
I'm covered in blood.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go schmooze. Nothing can stop the schmooze.
Diamond TR would never fall in love with someone as clumsy as you.
Nice try,
idiot face. We're laughing at you.
What?
I said.
That's none of your business.
Scootaloo is correct.
We've been under that table for weeks, waiting for the perfect moment to tell you off.
Life is a journey. She has plenty of time to grow up, fall in love, and start a family like you or I. For love is the fluid that beats through our collective hearts.
Apple Bloom can be any apple-related thing she wants.
What are you two doing here? You don't even go to our school.
Scootaloo. You guys aren't good at anything either? I thought it was just me and Spike.
We thought it was just you and Spike, too.
Hey, Diamond Tiara, do you have any more cookies?
What? Where do you people keep coming from?
Well, when I noticed you at a snack table, I wandered in off the street.
My little sister can fritter away with her friends as much as she wants.
And then, the apples.
Not again!
I wish I was good at
knowing. Well, I am main character, too.
As talentless as you.
I just follow the crowd.
Hey, where is every pony going? My cruelty is supposed to make you like me more, not drive you away.
Whatever, we only need each other to be happy. Come on, DT, let's wrestle. You gotta hit me back.
That's your answer to everything.
Oh, wrestling looks so darn stupid,
I'm Scootaloo.
Input name, Sweetie Belle.
We're friends. Wow, that chair band, it really got Diamond Tiara good. Anyway, we're friends now, right?
How could we not be? I mean, we all don't have our cutie marks. We're all sentient biological life forms.
And we all like ice cream.
Now that we're friends, what if we formed a consortium?
Ooh, or we could form a club.
Her idea's better.
Crusading for cutie marks. Yeah! What should we call ourselves?
Friendship buddies?
Cutie mark acquisition program.
Cutie mark and the funky bunch?
Friendship explosion?
Cutie mark acquisition program.
Apple Bloom and her two friends?
Friend fun good pals?
Cutie mark acquisition program.
What about the snooty, snarky Vaders?
The fun begins immediately.
Yeah. Fantastic!
Dear Princess Celestia, today I was reminded of the wonders of childhood. I remember being a little filly at your school, and whenever I learned a new lesson about friendship or magic, I would send you a letter right away. You were always so proud of me. Here we are, decades later, and I've never stopped. You can take comfort in knowing that I'll keep
sending you letters every single day for the rest of my life.